Well, here we are. We have a reunion, RHONJ reunion, breaking it all down. Kim has some stuff to share about Louie. She's gone and done some investigation just to close the season down well. And the new season of RHONJ starts filming on Monday, this Monday. So we break all that down and then we slide into Beverly Hills. I mean, are we going to have Munchausen's Part 2, Puppygate Part 2, where we're talking about this charity event and who paid for what all season? Is this going to become a thing? Is that how it works again in Beverly Hills? Now that Erica, I mean, the story is not about her only. So we break that all down. Kim has got some things to say, and we meet Diana Jenkins, and I got some things to say about that. So here are some clips, and then head on over to Patreon, RHONJ, RHOBH with Miss Kim D.
I've been talking about Luis Roulajas all season. And so after I watched him on the reunion and saw what he said was his version of why he went to Warrior and what happened after Warrior with the woman that he was with, I figured, you know what? I need to get the other side of the story. So do you guys want to hear that first? And then we'll get into the rest of the reunion, which I think was pretty boring, the rest of the reunion. I don't think there's much more. We'll get into a little Jersey and then we'll finish up with Beverly Hills. But do you want to hear the other side of the story as to what really happened?
Correct.
So I reach out because I was kind of appalled by more lies. Okay. And he did by the way, he did a very, very good job of being believable and making Teresa look like the lunatic that she is when he was like, just, if you love me, stop. If you love me, calm down. I loved all that. Like, that was perfection. Luis Roulajas, really perfection. Okay. So, with that said, so I get the other side of the story. And I'm good. It was a very long story. It's about an hour and a half conversation, but I'm going to make it short and sweet because I don't like to, make everything crazy. So, anyway, the real story was this. I don't know. So, go ahead. You tell me what you think. And they gave me a timeline. They said, they've been in touch. They're all in touch. All the exes are all close, but
Man, New Jersey is just a small little mecca
you
over
know,
there,
they're all
isn't
in
it?
touch.
It started when he gets up
Oh,
and
excuse
whispers,
me, David
"Did you say
Johnson.
that? Did you say that to
And
me?"
you were like, well, don't you think maybe he could have changed? Don't you think this? Don't you think that? And I'm going to go a
Sorry.
step further. No, listen, I'm glad that you came around, but these women all say that he is not attracted to Teresa. He is not, that's not his type. He doesn't like a loud mouth like that. He doesn't like her kind that this is not, he's not attracted to Teresa. Go ahead, finish. Teresa could never believe, mirror, mirror on the wall, that a man wouldn't want to fall to his knees to be with her. So if you say that's an insult. Of course that she's the one. Of course he's madly in love with her because she's the fairest one of all. But I'm going to teach your listeners a new Italian slang word. I'm sure all you Italians out there know, but if you're not, there's a word called gabados. Okay? When you're
Does.
thick-headed, when you're thick-headed, Teresa is gabados, thick-headed. You could tell her 2 and 2 is 4, and if she says it's 3. That's it. No matter what you say to her. So the new word of the day is gabados. Again, very interesting to
Wow.
follow. What else happened on the reunion that you feel is worthy of us speaking about?
And I've been thinking about this for a while. And now I'm going to come forward. There might be a mole. This is what I think. Here's the thing. If you say something like you just said about Louis, and if I say something about he's setting up Teresa, if we say something here, which is true, which is what we deal in, and like say that like you weren't really supposed to say it, or you don't really want to get someone, it's like if it's true, we can say it to these lovely patrons because
Right.
it's true. And so if it's true, anyone could have said it, right? Like it's a
Right.
true fact. Like you could say it's because of Kim let the cat out of the bag, but it's true. So you could have talked to that one. But
Right.
if someone tells you something, stay with me here, guys, and Kim,
That.
that is so incorrect. It's so wrong. If I told you, Kim, Teresa is fired right now, I'm going to say this.
Right,
And
right,
they're
right, right,
starting,
right.
and it's so wrong. And then it becomes a thing.
You think it was a setup. You think there's somebody making
Well,
up.
Right. And the person that told, yes, you would think it's a setup. And the person that told you is the only two people that know now are the crazy person whose mind it's in and you. So if put it out there and it's a thing, there's only two people that knew, David Yontef and the person.
People do that. You know who did that? The Kardashians. The Kardashians do that often to get the mole. But yeah, they do that all the time. So let me ask you this. Who do you think, what do you think was a lie? What do you think was?
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something.
You guys know I'm always on the go and running around with this job, and I've never made a priority of hydrating and putting the right nutrients into my body, and I always find myself hungry. That's why 310 Nutrition for me has been a lifesaver. Their water hydrators are great. You add them to water, and they make your water so delicious. They have refreshing, healthy lemonade mixes without sugar, and my personal favorite, they're all-in-one shakes. My favorite's the caramel sundae, but they also have vanilla cake, shamrock cream, chocolate icing. One of these shakes, it totally satisfies my hunger. It cures my carb craving. It cures my sugar craving. It's low fat and low carbs. And hello, it tastes like dessert. But don't take my word for it. Right now, 310 is celebrating a new year of goals with code VELVETROPE and giving our listeners 50% off up to $100 off your first order. With so many sample packs, new products, it's really fun and it's easy to put together an order or start a subscription on products you know you'll use. Go to 310nutrition.com and use the code VELVETROPE right now for 50% up to $100 for your first order. That's 310nutrition.com and use code VELVETROPE. And Nuts, I'm just curious, we're in week two here. Anything change for you? I'm just asking.
Like him more.
Really?
I did. I watched Watch What Happens Live. I think Erica was acting a little weird. I never seen her act like that, but I do have a new girl crush. Say who it is, David.
Oh my. Kim, you better
I have a girl
you better
crush.
No. You better get in fucking line. You better
I'm in line.
Are you in love with Diana Jenkins?
No. And she needs to play it up, but I don't think anyone would make up a story like that with two children in the house. And
but you understand why people could think that. No, not at all.
I don't.
Really?
I really don't. I think that's too, I think that's too evil. I don't think that she has that evil deep down. That would be evil. But the whole thing was weird because normally they're not going to let you live. They're not going to let you live. They have no regard for life. These people that are doing this, she got lucky, just like Kim Kardashian got lucky. I'll let you know.
Now we had Puppygate. We had Munchausen's. We had one little fucking thing become a whole season. Are we going to be talking about fucking a charity dinner for the next 25 weeks?
I thought that was really crazy.
Is this the new Puppygate? Because this might be a new fucking storyline.
But it's really ridiculous. It's really ridiculous. But you know, the producers probably told, all right, guys, get off the table, go to the next table so Rinna could bring it up. I know how they work. I've been on it when I get the tap on the shoulder.
You obviously believe Lisa Rinna because there are receipts on both sides. Rinna's posted receipts online. You just believe Lisa Rinna 100%.
She looks like she's a bit of a self-absorbed person. She doesn't look like she has dementia to her. I can't explain it. Like Kyle has dementia. She has all those dogs. She has kids. She does the Christmas thing, but she doesn't to me have dementia. How about what they say happened? I don't even want to say it. What happened in Lisa Rinna's kitchen? A woman saying she got bit by a rat. Oh, and everyone's saying that your girlfriend looks just like Yolanda.
So there you have it. Kim D breaking down the reunion. We do talk more about the reunion, guys. It's not just about Louie and Teresa. But listen, they're starting filming on Monday and Kim is on the case. She's going to be getting tea from filming. I mean, I really want to see how these three new girls kind of blend themselves in. We're going to talk more about this mole and who we think it is. Kim has some other stuff that she's going to share next week. And we are going to be breaking down R-H-O-B-H. And I got a lot more to say about Diana Jenkins. And I don't know. Are we going to be talking about this charity thing with Rinna and Sutton? But we break it all down. Kim has some very unpopular opinions about Erica Jane. So head on over to Patreon and enjoy.